Hey, everybody. Welcome to Puck Off. I'm Joe Bartnick. And I know you're thinking, oh, damn it. That means Frazier's not here. No! The captain is live at the Tropicana in Vegas. How are you, sir?
Very good, Joe. And, you know, everybody up here in Vegas is excited about their franchise. They, you know, they keep asking me, am I going to be the new coach? you know, it is kind of cool to see everybody fired up for it here in Vegas. I think they think they're going to get a team, and they're pretty excited about it.
Oh, that's fabulous. Coach, they should be asking you to take out the pads.
Come on, man.
Play a little net.
Now that they've gone back to the thinner pads, though, I don't know.
Well, that's your style. As soon as they take off the masks, then you're in good shape. Then you're right.
Then, go, man.
Then you're even with everybody.
Yeah, well, that's true. I am having fun up here, buddy. We just did a couple of shows last night. I'm working with Harry Basil at the Tropicana. And on the weekend, Andrew Dice Clay comes in, so I'm working with the Dice Man.
Oh, that's fabulous. Harry's a great guy, too. Harry's fabulous.
Yeah, he's cool. He's funny.
Yeah.
So we're having fun, man. The shows went good. And I'm not kidding. Everybody up here really is. There's a lot of hockey fans up here, and they're all excited to maybe get a franchise.
Well, I think they're right there.
Looks like it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's either them or nobody. Speaking of being excited, I don't know if all your gambling and having fun in Vegas, I don't know if you caught the Pittsburgh Penguins had the biggest weekend of in maybe the last 8 years.
Yeah. Awesome, man.
Taking the Flyers out to the woodshed and then taking the Capitals to the woodshed. And before last night's play, we were in second place in the Metro. We tied the Rangers. So we're looking.
Man, that's great. And I was glad you beat the Flyers because, you know, my Red Wings, now we're moved, you know, we're a point ahead of them right now in that very tight wild card race.
Yeah, you guys went down to Florida and you kicked Kevin Spacey right in the face.
Yeah.
It was a miracle. I was worried for you there, Frazier, and Johnny Bench, a big Red Wing guy. I was worried. It was not looking good. And then the second period, old Z just kicked it in the play. You know,
he's having a great year, man. He's having a great year. And once again, he's our leader.
Yeah.
And, we really needed that. It's a real tight race for the wild card.
In both
conferences.
Yeah. In Colorado, in the big news in Colorado is Duchesne and MacKinnon are both out.
Both hurt with knee injuries.
The knees and... Their whole remaining schedule is against playoff teams in the playoffs.
Well, that's when you don't want two of your key guys hurt, but they're going to have to deal with that.
Yeah.
That's another tight race between them and the Wild.
Yeah, you know, and as much as I, you know, as much, and it probably, you know, I'm just really praying is that the Avalanche, I want to see some fun. I don't want vanilla white bread. You know, I don't want to, you know, whoever they're, Torchetti, whatever he's, however 3-2 squeakers they're pulling out against teams. I want to see the fire of Mr. Waugh.
Yeah, well, that's always exciting. You know, our mistress team, the Kings, are playing the Wild tonight, I believe. And that's a biggie. All the games are biggies now.
Yeah, your mistress got her slipper shoved up her rear end last night by the Predators. I'll tell you that.
I know.
That wasn't very fun.
And that's who they might have to play in the playoffs.
Yeah, I tell you, the whole night was not fun. I watched Yags and our buddy Yags getting crushed in by the rain. Florida got beat by the Rangers. The Islanders, a team I always kind, you know, I have a soft spot for the Islanders, even though I shouldn't. They've done more damage to my franchise than anybody on earth. They get housed by the Flyers, and I'm like, well, at least I'll get to see Luch. Luch didn't show up. I don't know what he was doing last. And they all went and saw Dolly Parton or something. I don't know what happened to the Kings, but that was not a good performance.
They've been playing so well lately, and then to see that, it was kind of weird, especially since that's probably going to be who they're going to play. You know, we don't know yet, but. if they do, I hope it's not a foreshadowing of what's to come.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, and the other huge news is that Sagan, shredded Achilles tendon. He's out 2 to 3 weeks. So that puts Dallas in the, in a tough spot. So
yeah, that hurts. Yeah. He is a key for them, and that's a long time to be out, especially right now.
Everyone's losing somebody now. The only one that's, Perron from the Ducks is out, or he's week to week. That doesn't help. Neuberg, the Flyers' best goaltender, although you wouldn't know it by our award ceremonies the last couple of weeks. He's out 3 weeks. People are, and of course Gino's out. So, teams are missing people, but you got to move on. That's why it's the hardest trophy to get to in sports.
It's a hard one, and you're right. And especially this time of year, you don't want to lose those key guys. But you're right. A lot of teams have some of their stars out. Certainly doesn't help Dallas to have Sagan out.
No.
And it's hard, tough to for you guys to play without Gino.
Yeah.
You'd love to have him back.
Yeah, they're playing well without him. Two little quick bits of news. One is Vancouver's officially given up. They put everyone with a heartbeat on the, we don't need you. We'll see you at camp.
Yeah.
Sutter and Elder, a couple other guys, they said, they're done. And the other big news of the week before we get into the teams that matter, because no one in Canada, I'm going to Canada in 2 weeks, and there'll be nothing. It's like the junior, it's like watching the junior teams. So that's all that's left in Canada. I'm sorry, Canada. It's the truth. But the Ottawa owner, Eugene Melnyk, not one to keep his mouth shut, is pissed. He said there'll be major changes.
Uh-oh. Well, they could probably use them.
Yeah, I was never a fan of their weird-looking coach, but they caught lightning in a bottle last year because the Hamburglar played so well.
Had a good year last year, yeah.
I know they're missing Turris, but, Turris isn't Wayne Gretzky. You can't blame everything on one center being hurt. But,
sometimes you got to shake things up. Maybe the timing for that.
Well, I know you're a big fan of Erik Karlsson on the blue line back there, but I just think...
Yeah, great.
Yeah, but at some point your best defense, Letang actually plays defense. At some point you got to play some defense. Even Paul Coffey played defense. But he did some.
He was a good enough skater to get back.
Yeah, there's no way you should have like 70 points and only be like a plus or minus two. Yeah,
I agree. I think Karlsson, you're right. He's offensive minded and. Very talented player, but you're right. You need somebody. You need a stay-at-home guy, especially at this time down the stretch.
Yeah. I know he plays with Mathot. Mathot maybe hasn't had the best year in the world. I like Mathot, but it's just a mindset. It's just a matter of everything's kind of loosey-goosey up there. But
I agree.
The other big news I think that's hilarious. You talk about your Toronto Maple Leafs. Is now they're playing all the kids in such a way that the other night when Toronto played the Florida Panthers, that our buddy Jaromir Jagr had more points than everybody on Toronto combined.
Well, I think we knew this was going to happen. That's why one of the reasons they got Babcock was he's great with the young players and. They've got some great young players. They're just not going to be ready for a couple of years. But, they did make some strides this year. They knocked off a couple of teams, during the season that was a bit of a surprise.
Hey,
sometimes they played real well.
Hey, they're winning. They're winning some games. And I'll get to him in a little bit. But, I don't mind taking Kessel off their hands. A lot of people say he's disappointing. I've been fine with his play, especially the last couple games. And and they got rid of Phaneuf. So they dumped a lot of contracts. They're getting a lot of picks back, and they're doing what they're doing. I just think
clearly building for the future. And,
yeah,
they've got a future. I bet you in 2 years they're going to be really good.
Oh yeah. Well, that Babcock and Lou Lamoriello, that they don't lose forever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, I don't know what Shanny was doing up there, hitting the bars. But
One of our favorite players, though.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we're going to, when we come back with the great Fraser Smith in at the Tropicana, we'll be, we're going to break down the both sides. Who's what needs to happen for them to be coming in on a roll, let's say. Let's see what needs to happen for these teams to come in the playoffs on a roll. We'll be back right after this.
All right.
All right, everybody. We are back on Puck Off. Let's take a look at all the guys that are playing. So basically, we're not going to be talking about Canada. Sorry.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Everybody's south of the, everybody's south of the border. The Mason, everyone's south of the Mason Dixon, whatever they call it. First off, in the East, the big bad, the best team in the East, the best team maybe in hockey, was handed their hat by the up-and-coming upstart Pittsburgh Penguins. I looked at Washington, and I watch them a lot. I like the way they play. And, you know, what I think they need to do to get on the roll is basically just kind of take a breath and realize it's for keeps now. I think the Penguins blew them away with their, they hadn't seen the nouveau Penguins, and I think Pittsburgh's speed just blew them away. But that was not, you know, but that game was, I'm nowhere near going to hold that as the way Backstrom and Ovi and Kunetsov are going to play in the playoffs. So.
No, and I think we talked about it last week. You know, a lot of times when teams are that far ahead, Caps just, you know, ran away with it this year. You tend to, I don't know if you don't coast on purpose, but you may, you know, let down mentally a little bit because you know you got it in the bag. So I think that they're a little bit guilty of that.
Yeah.
And they're going to pull the wild card team. So it'll be the probably the Wings, probably my team and Johnny's team, or maybe the Isles.
Or maybe the Flyers.
Well, they could. That's right. Could be Flyers.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, they've got to be ready.
As Johnny gags.
Yeah, we hope not. But, you know, they've got to pick their game up. I do think that in the last couple of weeks they've gotten a little bit complacent. Maybe.
Yeah, I think especially Kunetsov, who looked, you know, who looked like maybe the best player in the league for a while this season, he slowed down a little bit. I think you get Backstrom, you wake Backstrom, but I think Ovi's going to rev it up. And I think a big piece, especially, you know, you're always, it's a great thing about hockey is you're always as good as your weakest link. And, you know, they pick Weber up from Buffalo. Obviously, he's playing in Buffalo. You know, he's not, he's not Larry Robinson. So what is he, you know, he starts fooling around with the Penguins. You know, he's roughing up the Penguins. It's like, you know, that's not going to matter. They're going to get John Carlson back as their number one defenseman, who's their best defenseman. And Weber's going to be in the press box, and then you're going to be like, oh, look how much better they are with John Carlson playing 30 minutes a night. You know, I mean,
well, it's really good for them to have him back for sure. But also, remember, Holtby had unbelievable numbers the first half of the season. He was clearly the Vezina Trophy winner the first half.
Yeah,
and then his numbers have been pretty average the last half of the season. So. Still a great goaltender, but you're saying
he's coming back to earth a little bit.
I think so.
He's played a hell of a lot of games. I mean,
that's true.
You know, they're not.
You know, he had a great first half.
Oh, incredible! They all did. I mean, you know, I mean, you can't play. You can't win your division by the end of February and not have a, you know, and not think you're gonna maybe take the foot off the gas a wee bit.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's normal. But can they pick it up now? And they're going to have to because I think those bubble teams are playing extra hard, you know, because they have to. So they're going to be coming into the playoffs, you know, on a roll. And, you know, you hope if you're Washington that you can just kind of pick it up and play like you did the first half.
Yeah. Sticking with the – we'll just jump around this a little bit in the Metro. Won't do Pittsburgh or the Rangers just yet. Watching some Islanders hockey. Islanders, if I'm an Islanders fan, I'm a little scared right now. They're not playing good as a unit. They look a little scatterbrained. They don't look like they're clicking on all cylinders. He's breaking up the fourth line every now and then. I mean, they beat the Penguins by breaking up the fourth line, but, I mean – it's the best fourth line in hockey. They've lived with that line for years. Tavares just seems out of sync a little bit. I think you need to put him back with a Pozo. Pozo's playing good in the second line, but, you know, I mean, look at, you know, with Sid and Gino and even Giroux and just, you know, Zetterberg, the big Kopitar, the big centers, they want their big time wingers. You know, he's fooling around with Tavares a little bit too much. They need to straighten it out, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree. I think they have been playing a little choppy. But if you started the playoffs today, they'd be playing the Panthers. And, you know, that's not an easy pull for them.
No, I think it's not an easy pull for the Panthers. I think that's the last thing the Panthers want to play, actually.
Well, it depends on which Isles team shows up.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, and I you know, Tomas Greiss, he really made fun of the Penguins and their fans when he left town, which is, Greiss, you're a backup goaltender.
Yeah, come on.
It's like the liquored up kicker ripping on Peyton Manning. You know, like I went from being like, if Halak is in, I'm kind of like, oh, you know, I don't mind. I just like to see him win for joint. With Greiss, you know, tear Greiss up. Like, I don't care what happens to Greiss, but, you know, maybe they're harmonic thing. Maybe they're, you know, I don't know. They just don't seem like they're on all cylinders like they were beginning of the year. They're just,
I agree. Yeah.
You know, I mean, Anders Lee's playing pretty good, but, you know, Bailey Nelson, go here, go there. They're just not putting together shifts. Like, there's just not like, oh, the Islanders are rolling lines and putting together shifts. And that's the way you got to come in the playoffs. And that is what the Pittsburgh Penguins are doing. Minus Malkin.
They're looking good, man.
Even without Gino, they have four lines that are just rolling, and they're scoring. And they remember, we've been doing this 3 years now. I say you need young legs. They got five or six pairs of young legs that are hopping over the boards and forechecking and chasing down the puck. And let me tell you something. I still get hate mail from James Neal fans. Phil Kessel did more against the Flyers in about three shifts than James Neal did in 3 years. Other than maybe a possible no one's looking elbow to Wayne Simmons and then running, because I'd be afraid of Simmons too. But I mean,
yeah.
I mean, Kessel was just hounding.
Well, Kessel's coming alive a little bit. You
hounding
know?
The puck, and then Hagelin. I know you love Hagelin. Hagelin's played out of his mind on everything, shorthanded, all levels. They got the old man Cullen with Kuhn-Hakko and Rust. I mean, just a great third line. They haven't had that. They haven't had a bottom six this good. They haven't had a bottom six this good since they won the cup. Now they might not even win the first round, but. Finally, Frage, they're playing the way I want them to play. Like,
yeah, they look great.
Everybody's look on great. Board. Crosby looks like he cares. He looks like he cares.
Well, I saw a thing. Someone was saying Crosby for the Hart Trophy, you know?
Yeah.
The way he's been playing lately. He's really turned his season around. He is playing like the old Crosby, and you got to love that.
Oh, I know. I'm eating my words. I mean, when the goal was disallowed, he turned around, just broke his stick. Like, where was that in November? You know, he hasn't whined in 3 months. I mean, it's. I'm telling you,
he's playing great, man.
Oh, and Letang,
he's playing great.
Yeah, Letang, Mott is playing good. We got Dumoulin's a little banged up from Ovi on a clean hit. Ovi's a big man with bad intentions, but Dumoulin will be back. We got six defensemen now. The kid Schultz is playing great. Everything's fine. We're having fun in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you look great. You look great, and you're likely. I mean, like if they started today, you'd. Be playing who? The Rangers, I think.
Yeah. You know, we're finally in Lundqvist's head. We got in Hank's head now. We're scoring on Hank. Hank has looked vulnerable. And you know, it's the one point I wanted to make about the Islanders. I almost think that team was looking for something to happen at the trade deadline to give them a boost. Sometimes you need your GM to say, you know what? I think this is the year. We're going to go maybe spend an extra draft pick too many, maybe do something maybe not that isn't the brightest thing, but just to put a fire under everyone's rear end. You know,
yeah,
I mean, you know, I mean, that's basically what the Rangers did when they went out and got Stahl. But, you know, I don't know. The Rangers are just, you talk about a team that's kind of floating in. hanging on too. I mean they beat Florida, but I think Florida's a little running out of gas themselves. But I don't really like the body language around the Rangers right now.
Yeah, I think if you guys do wind up playing them, I think I'd pick the Pens the way you guys are playing right now.
Yeah, I mean you might pick. You'd probably pick New York in seven because we never win a seven game series against them. But the only bright spot I saw for the Rangers was Nash came back and scored last night. Now Nash hasn't played in about two months. So Nash actually looked good last night, which I think is a great.
Well, that's a plus for them.
It's a great sign for them.
It's a big help to them.
Yeah. And I think Lundqvist is a little worn out again. He's getting frazzled. I mean, it's one thing to get frazzled against the Penguins. He's getting frazzled against other teams too. I don't know. It's
he's still the king though.
Yeah.
When it comes to the playoffs, guys like that tend to step up.
No, I think so completely. Yeah, Ruby. Ruby's a big
out of Ruby.
Ruby's a yeah, she's missing you, Frisch.
Now who else? We were Tampa Bay.
Yeah, we'd go to the Atlantic. I think Tampa Bay is I never pick them. I'm not going to pick them this year either. There's just something missing.
If they started today, they'd play Boston, and Boston's playing well. Tampa Bay's played well too lately, kind of, but. I don't know. Boston's had a surprisingly good year.
Boston plays heavy hockey, and Tuukka Rask is playing great. And I'll tell you, Adam McQuaid, we always say we love him on our team. He's exactly what you need. I mean, McQuaid is still – I mean, Chara is still way, way too slow for my liking. He's looking old. But Rask has been standing on his head.
Well, yeah, I'm in Vegas this week later I'll be in the week I'll be working with Dice, but the first part of the week I'm working with Harry Basil and Rick D'Elia, and Rick is a huge Boston fan, and I was hearing all about it last night at dinner.
He
loves the season they're having. They're having a great year, and their coach is up for coach of the year. So.
Yeah, well, we were writing them. I mean, I was writing them off, and I thought they'd be good. I thought they should just trade everybody and start over, but Louis Erickson he's had a phenomenal year. I mean, Marchand is the guy I would pick for the heart. And Bergeron's back. Krejci's had a good year. They're getting help from Bolesky playing hard. Jimmy Hayes.
They're a chippy, good team, man.
Even their fourth line's coming through. I think they're right. I think after Washington, I think Boston has just as much a chance, if not a better chance, than anybody in the East to come out of the East, because they're in a little bit easier of a section and or division, and if they play a heavy game and Tuukka's
playing well, yeah.
Tuukka's proved that he can go far in the playoffs, so.
Well, yeah, that's an interesting team to look at.
I'm down on Florida. I love Yogs.
Yeah, they seem to be running out of steam, as you said.
Well, it's not even steam that Gabranson is just a big SOB on the blue line that can move, that fights, that clears the crease, that moves the puck. Just a great defenseman. He's out I don't know how long. And then Willie Mitchell, your buddy, with a concussion, out. Can't lose two of your top four blue liners.
That hurts. That's true.
And they're a little young, and I know Trocheck's playing, scoring goals, but he's losing his head a little bit. And they're obviously going to make the playoffs, but they're losing a little bit of steam.
Yeah. Now, would you say they played over their heads this year to get where they have been?
I think Jaromir Jagr has played over his head. I think everyone else is playing where they should. I think Ekblad's amazing, obviously. Their two young centers are good and playing up to their ability. I think they're playing where they should, but I don't think anyone expected Jagr to do what he's doing.
Yeah, he's in.
I think everybody else, I expected, I mean, I love Barkov, the big man, Bukestad, easy for me to say. And, Huberto's playing good, and Trocheck, and, they're right there. But I just think, who would expect Yager to lead your team in points? I mean.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. Amazing.
And Campbell, Campbell's had a good year. Campbell's an old man. He's having a good year down there playing defense. I think he's playing better than anybody thought. And I think Luongo's played amazing. Bobby Lou, I mean, who would have thought he would play this well? So, I mean, I think the old guys are playing a little bit better than I think. But I was ready for them. I think Mrazek has to play like Mrazek can, though. I think they're fooling themselves if they're going to ride Jimmy Howard's,
No, ship. I think that's true. I think you're right about that. Exactly. But we just got to get in.
But just as we said, the old guys got to pick it up, but the middle guys got to pick it up. You know, Nyquist played pretty good the other last two games. Nyquist picked it up. Tatar picked it up.
I like the way Helm is playing.
He's played good all year. I don't have a bone. I wouldn't have a bone to pick with Mr. Helm. But the Witch and Z completely are playing. They're leading the way. They're leading the way. You just need to get.
It's a tight wild card race, though.
Yeah.
Both leagues. Well, I'm hoping they get in, man. I know Johnny is too. And then moving to the West, the West is interesting too, isn't it?
The West is to go from our buddy Lindy Ruff. You know, they got Klingberg back, so that solidifies their blue line. I don't think Demers is coming back. That hurts. Now, they lost the big man Sagan, but I'll tell you, you talk about a team that's getting contributions from everybody. Eakins is playing well. You know, Roussel is playing well. Hemsky's playing well. They seem to overcome their little midseason slump or their end of their January slump. And I think these guys are playing good. Patrick Eaves is chipping in. I think the Stars are going to scare some people. I don't think people want to play the Stars because now Lettinen overtook Niemi of all the years that of all the years they finally get Niemi. Now Lettinen's playing better, so.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, yeah. They have a loaded team. They're great. Without Sagan, that's a top player.
He's coming back for the playoffs, though. So.
Yeah. Well, then that's going to help them. They could do well. They're going to have to play either the Avs or Minnesota.
Well, I think they're going to slip a little bit. I think for argument's sake, let's say St. Louis wins the division.
Okay.
Because I think Dallas matches up well against the Chicago Blackhawks. And if I was the Blackhawks.
That'd be an interesting series, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And if I was the Blackhawks, I'd much rather just laugh at St. Louis and be like, you're not going to win.
So you'd rather, if you were the Hawks, would you rather play St. Louis or Dallas?
I know that hockey. People ever think I'm crazy and I'm just anti St. Louis, but I just really think that Dallas is gonna. You don't want to. Sagan comes back and you're going to be in a shootout with Dallas and Lettinen's playing well and you got to. Those guys are on all cylinders because St. Louis is just gonna play 2-1 hockey games. You know what they're gonna do? They're gonna clutch and grab and put you to sleep. But you know what I mean?
A Dallas Blackhawks series would be awesome.
It would be fun to watch.
Yeah, either one of those series would be good.
And I think that there's a lot of panic in the streets of Chicago. A lot of our fans, a lot of Blackhawk fans, a lot of my friends. I think it's way too early to get nervous about the Blackhawks.
Well, yeah, because they always get nervous. And then they watch their team turn it up in the playoffs. You remember last year they were in trouble against the Predators.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I do think they need to get Corey Crawford has to come back healthy. He has a couple weeks, take a week off, regain your mojo. But if Crawford's okay, because I like Darling. I don't know if I can win four rounds with
Darling's great.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't want to try to win four rounds with him. I mean,
No, you gotta go with Crawford. Yeah. But it's nice to have. That's what happened last year against the Preds.
Right.
Crawford kind of fell apart there for a minute, and they were able to bring Darling in, and he saved the day for him.
Yeah, I mean, but I think they're coming together, Chicago. Their fourth line. Ponick played okay the other night. And so, you know, like the newer guys, Weiss is kind of coming along. Fleischman scored a goal. You know, the second line is gonna, I mean, is gonna come together. The bread man, he's cooled down a little bit. Kane cooled down a little bit. I think you're gonna get Hossa's firing now. Hossa's moving around. He looks good.
Oh, they're gonna be fine.
Yeah,
I mean, they always are in the playoffs.
I just would worry about their penalty kill. You know, but, you know, there'll be less penalties in the playoffs, but you have to kill them off. But I think, you know, when it's that way, then, you know, maybe you don't throw out, you know, that's when you put Taves and Hossa killing penalties. You know, I think that's when Seabrook and Keith never leave the ice. You know, I think that.
Yeah, that's what they do, too. They keep those guys out forever.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I mean, their biggest thing last year was, I know that he's a year older, but the old guy, what's his name? Space One name is show.
Duncan Keith?
No. Look, he's not even, because they brought him in. He was hurt last year in the playoffs. The old guy from, whatever. I'll think of it. But he played for Pittsburgh, and then years and years ago. Oh, Michael Roosevelt. He's fit to be the fifth. He's fit to be the fifth defenseman. Because I like Trevor Ram, and I didn't look it up, and Johnny can agree. I didn't look it up. I thought of it. Trevor Van Riemsdyk is a good number four. And, you know, the other kids, Rundblad or whatever, he could be a six. And Roosevelt be a solid five. You're going to play four. You're going to play four the whole time anyway.
They're going to play those four.
I mean,
they do.
Yeah, you know. So I wouldn't worry so much.
I wouldn't worry about it. Chicago's going to have a good.
Chicago's going to be.
That would be interesting if they played Dallas, and either way, Blues or Dallas.
Yeah.
It would be an interesting series.
I mean, now St. Louis, our old buddies, they're back in a goalie controversy because just when Allen looked like he had the job. And Elliott's hurt. Allen just started, you know, screwing the pooch the last 3 weeks. So now they all are waiting for Elliott's back. Now Elliott's not hurt and he's back. So Captain Kangaroo is in the middle of a goalie controversy.
Well, and we always know that St. Louis, for whatever reason, tends to choke it up in the playoffs after having a great regular season. So we'll see you this year.
Yeah, they're going to blame. I mean, they might blame it on missing Steen. Which is really pathetic because they have enough.
Loaded lineup. There's no question.
And that's why I think that they are really gonna. And they have some. They got some young legs now. You know, Fabry's a kid. Ty Ratty's a kid. Perrieco's a kid on the blue line. They have to win that division because they have to not play Chicago.
That's why I think they are because
there's no way they can't not try.
No, they've got the incentive to try and win it. Now, also in the West, Ducks Sharks, you know, if they wind up playing together, that's an awesome series.
Yeah, and of course the goalie controversy. And what's funny is there might even be one in San Jose next year because Toronto's old buddy Reimer is like 4-1 as a Shark. It's pretty funny, but
those guys played, who would you take?
I would probably take the San Jose Shark in an upset. Perron being out hurts their mojo. I really think Joe Thornton's playing with a chip on his shoulder this year. This is the best I've seen Thornton play in a decade.
Yeah, he looks good.
And your old buddy Hurdle is filling up the score sheet. His partner Donalskoe is playing well. You know, they got Paul Martin back there eating up 25 minutes a night. They got Big Burnsy on the power play. I'm always a sucker for the Sharks. I'm not a sucker for St. Louis every year, but I'm a sucker for the Sharks every year.
Well, you know, that is an awesome series if that's what happens.
Yeah,
great matchup.
And Jones, you know, I like Jones. It's gonna be interesting to see what Anaheim does. You know, when it gets tight. Although
I love McGinn.
They picked up McGinn from Buffalo, the Ducks. That was a great pickup. I love that pick. He just fought the other night. Like, he's a power forward. If they can get the other guy back, not Perron, the old guy from Colorado, I always love. They're going to be a heavy team to play against.
Ducks are good, man. They had that terrible start, and
Chris
then they
Stewart,
really
I'm thinking
came
of.
On.
I'm sorry.
They
yeah,
Chris, really came on,
yeah.
And they look great. And then they've cooled off a little in the last couple of weeks, but they're still playing strong. That's going to be a great season.
Yeah, Stoner's back. He was playing. He got in a fight the other night. He actually fought Char the other night. But Lindholm, Vatanen, Dupre's playing well. That would probably be the toughest series to call.
Man, that's a tough series. Now, Kings Predators, let's not judge from last night.
You hope not.
I think the Kings got them if they in a 7-game series. The Kings really have been playing well lately, except that game.
Well, I will say this though, the Nashville Predators are a better team now. Johansson, as much as we love Seth Jones and said you gave up Seth Jones, Johansson spread that team out offensively because now he can play with a Wilson, and that means that James Neal, who's actually scoring in the daylight, is he's playing with Johansson, so that means like Philip Forsberg can play with like a Wilson, and then Fisher moves down to the third center, and they get more offense from everybody, and you still have a great D, and Rene's picked it up. So, Nashville's...
Well, they are better. There's no question. But I think when the Kings are on top of their game, to me, and it's not just because Johnny and I are fans of theirs, I think they're still the best team in hockey. I think if they, including Washington and including really anyone, the Blackhawks, I think when Kings are on top of their game, they beat anybody. And they've been playing well the last month.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, the only thing that I can say they could add is, if they get your boy back.
Yeah.
That would be the only thing I can say they could add. But every line, every game until last night, they looked invincible.
They really did. Last night they didn't look good. But again, I think some of those teams, when they know they're in, start to intentionally or not coast a little as they get close because they need a breather. They've been playing pretty hard. I think really Kings to win that series, but it would be an interesting series.
Well, it's to me, it's amazing how Scuderi couldn't find a home in Pittsburgh or Chicago. Now he's paired with Doughty. And they're just playing amazing. And then you get Muzzin with Martinez. And they're just so solid. It's just such a solid defense back there. Now, the one thing about the Kings I say that he's fallen off was his biggest fan, and he's fallen off is that Tyler Toffoli needs to become Tyler Toffoli again.
Well, you're right. He had a great start, played brilliantly, and has kind of
because Tanner Pearson is he was hurt beginning of the year. He came in with a vengeance. He's coming back with a vengeance. He's a young kid. Love his style of play. Dwight King, it was him and Nolan 5 years ago that woke the Kings up to win the cup. I mean, I'm a big Dwight King guy.
Yeah, he's great.
He's playing great. It's just a matter of, your boy Gabrick will come back, and
we need him right now.
And you don't need him right now. You need him.
Come
game five in the playoffs. and Toffoli is the see. Toffoli is a Gabrick needs to be set up, or he could kill some penalties. He's not a difference maker on his own per se. But
in
the deep end of the pool, Toffoli can kill the penalty and make the pass, or he's a full, well-rounded player. That's why I love Tyler Toffoli, and you can start counting on the hands of which teams have those guys, and those are the teams that win in the when it all said and done.
Yep, those guys have to step up in the playoffs. Well, you know, it's going to be an interesting playoffs, and we're getting closer and closer.
Yeah, and we talked about Colorado, and I think Varlamov has to stay healthy, not only so that Team Bartnick can stay ahead of Johnny Bench, but so that the Avalanche can stay ahead of Minnesota, because you know, Minnesota is. You know, I don't know. You know, they squeak and they're still around.
They're right there, though. They're right there.
Parisi missed an easy one the other night, but they won in the shootout anyway. But he had his head down. But
well, a point separates them and Colorado, and I mean, it's a tight race.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Vanek disappeared. Pominville disappeared. Nina Ryder's still playing hard. I'll tell you, their guy Charlie Coyle is looking like, you know, a Stahl brother. He's playing amazing right now, Charlie Coyle. But I don't know how they're just barely getting it done. Zucker came back from injury. He's doing okay. Dubnyk just hasn't been amazing this season. You know,
last year was amazing. He's still real good, but he's not quite as on as he was last year. If you had to pick, who do you think will get in from those two teams?
Well, I mean, if you have a gun to my head, I just think Minnesota's schedule is easier, and they seem to, by hook or by crook, where Colorado will play some tough teams, and Varlamov won't be in his right frame of mind, and I'm probably Minnesota. My heart says Colorado, but my mind says Minnesota.
And if you had to pick a wild card in the East, Wings, Flyers, Isles, who do you like?
Well, after this weekend, even though Philly looked good against the Islanders, I think Philly's back on the outs. Philly's back on the outs. Well, yeah, and you guys impressed me down 3-1 or 2. You were down 3-1 or 2-0 in Florida, and the Red Wings stormed back. So that was a very good sign. And then Cronwell's coming back. So you know it's time to. I don't know. All your legends are scattered now. It's time to have Scotty Bowman go
and
give a speech. But
we can't be out of the
playoffs. It's like Shanny. You can't call Shanny for a speech. He's in Toronto. You can't call. Where's Sergei Fedorov at? We have to find like the hottest. Find the women's locker room on the tennis tour. Get Fedorov to come back and give a speech and say it's been 24 years. Are you guys going to be the ones that ruin the legacy?
We don't need that,
right? That's what you need. Yeah. You need one of the or Stevie Y, but he's in Tampa Bay. You need someone
need
to say.
Talk.
I mean, that's what the Steelers do. You know, and
they bring the old guys back.
Bring the old guys back so much. I mean, Joe Green has frequent flyers. He's in the VIP club at Pittsburgh International. But that's what you got to do. You got to do. But, you know.
Got to get motivated. It's that time.
Yeah, it's that time of year. But, Fred, fantastic checking in.
Well,
it's not the
pleasure.
Show. It's not
I
the show it. Without you. It's not Puck Off. It's Bartnick rambling and Johnny shaking his head.
But I'm glad I got to weigh in today. It was good talking to you. And we're having fun up here in Vegas. The Dice Man's coming in at the end of the week. And I know you're headed to New York.
I'll be calling all Devil fans. Come on out, North Jersey. We didn't even talk about the Devils because you're not in the mix anymore. But I'm sure there'll be enough disgruntled Flyer fans. I think they're taking a party bus up to throw rocks at me in Jersey.
I'm sure they are. They'll have plenty of vegetables to throw at you. But hey, have a great trip, man. Puck Off fans, we love you. And like I say, the Vegas fans up here are a lot of Puck Off fans. They came out to the show last night, and they were talking about the franchise.
They're waiting for you to do the – they're going to be the play-by-play, Frage.
Come on, man. I could do it.
You could do it.
Well, listen, have a great rest of the show, buddy. I know you got the awards coming out. I'm going to
– Oh, you would love them, too. There's some great ones. I'll save you the copy for next week. You can see. We won't make the crowd hear them again, but there's some fun ones for you.
All right, beautiful. Save those for me. Have a great trip, and say hi to Johnny, and you guys have a great rest of the show.
Thanks, Frage. There he is, the captain.
All right, Joe. I'm out.
Hey, everybody, we are back on Puck Off. Joe Bartnick here with the awards. And after the awards, we have a very special, a tweet last week where it was kind of stump Joe and Frage. So I looked it up. So all you Vancouver fans, keep listening. We did some research for Vancouver. And also I want to thank you guys for listening through the commercials. We're working on minimizing that in the very near future. And believe me, you will be the first to know. We'll be the second to know because Johnny will be the first to know. Johnny doing yeoman's duty today. We're doing this on a Tuesday because, as Barnick always does, I screw everything up. And I'm flying out to New York tomorrow, not on Thursday. Always great to wake up with the check-in right now. When you're like, what? Anyway, here we go. Dear Mr. Fantasy, play us a tune. The Hammer, still in first place, way out in the front, actually. He's with a couple weeks to play. He's ahead of Stahl, Stash, maybe insurmountable lead. I'd have to check the roster, unless his goalie gets hurt or something. Maybe someone runs him. We'll have to see. I'm once again in eighth, and Johnny's once again in 10th. And I can honestly see myself getting into sixth place with a nice little run here. Hopefully with Varlamov. The Howie Young Award. Flew in by Miami Beach, BOAC. Didn't get to bed last night. On the way to paperback was on my knee. Man, I had a dreadful flight. I'm back in the USSR. From our friend, even though it's Frazier's award, he's not here to hand it out. We'll give it to P.A. Parento. For falling down on the breakaway. He stepped out of the box. He almost got the Claude Lemieux for scoring walking out of the penalty box, but now he fell on his face. So he gets the Howie. Speaking of the Claude Lemieux, the Claude Lemieux goes to Brandon Manning of the Philadelphia Flyers. Hopped out of the box and scored last night against the New York Islanders. The absolute dagger. The absolute truest of the true Claude Lemieux. Now the Mario Lemieux. Not a true Mario Lemieux. But the thing is, there's only been like two or three true Mario Lemieux in the history of the NHL. That's why he's Mario Lemieux and nobody else is. But we have a nice kind of story here, which will give him the award. Chase DeLeo, an Orange County kid. From down here in Los Angeles, and a big Ducks fan growing up, scored against the Ducks on his first shift, but it wasn't a goal. It was an assist as a Winnipeg Jet. So that's pretty much as close as you can get to the Lemieux without being Lemieux. So Chase DeLeo, tap of the stick to you and the Mario Lemieux Award. Now, here's one you're not going to see very often. Me handing out anything derogatory against the man on my Christmas tree. But the skirt of the week. Goes to Jaromir Jagr, absolutely getting hazed by Victor Stahlberg. I didn't say Brandon Shanahan. I didn't say Keith Tkachuk. I didn't say Kevin Steve. I didn't say Eric Lindros. I didn't say Mario Lemieux. I said Victor Stahlberg absolutely owned Jaromir Jagr. Yags, we know you work out 24/7. You're the man. You're everyone's hero. You got to put a little more pressure on the stick, Yags. It's a playoff race. So there goes the skirt of the week. Now, the dirt ball of the week. Let the music play. Dirty deeds, contract cheats. Dirty deeds, contract cheats. Dirty deeds, contract cheats. Dirty deeds, true dirtball. Doesn't even make it to the goon. Doesn't even make it to the goon. True skirtball, true dirtball is TJ Oshie, one of the captain's favorites. The old school slew foot on Chris Kunitz. That's just dirty pool, boys. Slew footing, terrible, terrible. That's almost, he gets the award. I could have given it to our, I could have given it to our boy Radek Gudas, but he wins the dirt ball, I think, every week. So, yeah, slew footing. Take it out of the game, gentlemen. Very, 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 very crappy thing to do. Kids, if you're listening, don't slew foot people. Check them, hit them, punch them. Slew footing, bad form. TJ Oshie. Here we go. The Ronnie James Dio. Come down with fire. On the Silver Mountain. You have to give it to somebody associated with the best weekend of Penguin hockey in about 8 years. Could we give it to Jimmy Rutherford for bringing in Trevor Daley, for bringing in Carl Hagelin, for bringing up five or six guys from Wilkes-Barre? You could. Could you give it to Mike Sullivan for coaching these kids up, for winning six in a row? You could. But we're going to give it to the captain, Sidney Crosby, for putting the team on his back. No Gino, no problemo. The passion, the fire, no wine, all shine. The captain, Sir Sidney Crosby, with the Ronnie James Dio. Now, the highest honor on this show goes to Bob Probert Award winner. Obviously, well, I hate to go against AC/DC or Cinderella, but I mean, George Thorogood, Bad at the Bone, probably the best song of these awards, too. Of course, we love TNT, see, Bob. When we have the Collins, not to give away too much of the third wall, the fourth wall, whatever it is, we can't talk to Johnny right now for a second, but or we can now. Johnny's back.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Well, yeah, I like love Bad of the Bone, though. Bad of the Bone. You can't beat Bad of the Bone. Anyway, Bobby Probert goes to Mr. Rust of the Pittsburgh Penguins with a goal, and it could have, I mean, Weber punched him 35 times in the net. It could have been, they gave him roughings. Could have been a fight close enough, you know, an awesome run, score a goal or run the goaltender, fight the tough guy. The best. We love Brian Rust, the Pittsburgh Penguins. Good stuff there, Rusty. And then Weber, we'll see you again. Here we go now. The save of the week. Somebody save me. We have a few of our favorite friends here. We have last night, Philadelphia Flyers, Steve Mason on Kumalin on the breakaway, and then Nelson on the doorstep. You get a twofer. Another twofer last night, but in a losing cause, goes to our boy, Mr. Quick of the LA Kings, the Kneeler out front, the real deal, James Neal out front on the doorstep, shut down, and then Wilson on the breakaway, looking like Lemieux, actually splitting the porous LAD last night, but Quickie says no. I am going with this one as the save of the week. Our old buddy, the kind of maligned in this episode, the King, Henry Lundqvist, stopping Juicy Jokinen on the 2-on-1 with a nice pass from our buddy Troquette in Florida, Vincent Trocek, our buddy. Beautiful pass, a nice saucy to Juicy, and Hank said no, takes the 4-2 win in the Garden, and the Rangers are right where they should be in the playoff mix. Goons of the week.
TNT.
I'm dynamite.
TNT.
I'll win the fight.
TNT.
I'm a power.
TNT.
Watch me explode.
Some fun ones here. Our old buddy Chris Neal. I haven't seen him fighting too much. He actually got in a fight this week. But that's not a gooner. The gooner we got him doing this week is a real cheap knee. Actually, I probably could be the dirt ball, but I just hate salute footing. But a real cheap knee to our buddy Eichel in Buffalo. Eichel all day. Neil, you know better. You're an old man. You're going after a kid's knee. Poor. Here's one we love here. Our buddy Anthony Duclair, the Duke. Dropping the mitts with JT Brown of Tampa Bay. Believe it was the Duke's first dance. He did real well. We love the Duke. Our old buddy Kinger in L.A., the big king, he fought McQuaid. No easy battle. Two big, 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 big boys going at it. A fun toss. Then we had Dumba of the Minnesota Wild running Kane. Totally clean hit. But the bread man, Panarin stepping in, you love to see when the scoring guys still stand up and protect one of their own. Panarin, you know Panarin would get the big star from the captain, but he's not here. In other news, we have Dumoulin getting absolutely destroyed on a clean hit by Ovechkin. Ovi with the clean hit. A little bit like, you know, the game's over. But, you know, show him the will to win. Think about it for next time. Nothing bad about that, Ovi. We have Big McGinn of Anaheim Ducks tossing with Adam Lowry. Dave Lowry's kid, little cracker, a little teen angst. McGinn tossing him with Lowry, throwing him. Great one to see. Clayton Stoner versus the big man, Zdeno Chara. You have to be a stoner to want to fight Chara. But I'll tell you, Stoner got him in a weird move and threw Chara down. I don't even think he punched him, but he won the fight. He got Chara on the ground. And then, the captain would vote for this one because he loves him. Max Domi versus Edward Vlasic. Ruby chimes in. She takes Max Domi. We always love Max. Hitting Vlasic like he owed him money. And we'll be back with the tweets and Johnny Bench and some extra news after this. Hey, everybody. We are back on Puck Off. We only have a couple tweets because it's early show week, but the great Johnny Bench.
All right. First one is from Chester Copperpot. He says...
Oh, Chester's been on a lot lately.
Yeah. He says, was lamenting the Penguins game possibly being on NBCSN. I feel your pain, bro. I hate the announcers that are on here.
Yep. It was great Saturday. The Flyers, I didn't have to put up with. We didn't have to put up with, you know, these down there, the birds are going. We finally got the dog shut up. The birds are crazy.
We can't win.
They can't win. The wild animals up here in the woods of L.A. It was nice to wake up on Saturday and it was just a regular Penguin telecast. And we didn't have to put up with the whole, you know, slobbering over Claude Giroux, even though he got his head handed to him. But then the next night, it was awful. Pierre, I really hope that, you know, everyone in Pittsburgh makes Pierre's stays when he shows up in town awful. like burn his steak, you know, undercook his French fries, you know,
just spit globs of loogies in his food.
Well, that's Johnny saying it. I'm not saying spit in his food, but you know, I don't know, maybe like make the TV in his hotel room not work, whatever, overcharge him for a cab, whatever, make him never want to come to town. Because, you know, I mean, they had it on, like, as soon as Fleury gave up one, not even a soft goal, Lucky go off his head, like, he's already like, oh, my God, look, it reverts back to, you know, 15 years ago when he lost the game for Canada. It's like, you know, it's such ancient history. I hate Pierre Maguire. Everybody else, I loved Doc and Ed Zoen. I actually don't mind Milbury. I don't mind, and I love Catherine Tappan. It's just, you know, Pierre. He's the worst. He's the worst. Go ahead.
All right. The next one is from Maxick, and he says, I was upset about Jágr breaking the ex-Red Wing record. I'm here for it now. Anyone at that age who still produces is a legend. And I have to agree.
I mean,
I think Frazier came around to it too, right?
Well, I don't think he likes to see Hall... I don't think he likes to see Gordy's records broke, because that's his guy, you know. I won't want to see somebody break Jágr's records now.
Yeah.
You know, Lemieux, the captain remembers he was a kid when Gordy was the man, so that's his guy. But yeah, you know, records are made to be broken, except Gretzky's. You know.
All right, and Tom Thompson, bobblehead.
Our old buddy Tom.
Yep, he says, I'm currently running the Joe Bartnik Flyers tribute monologue on loop. He even gave props to G. #checkhismeds.
Yeah, well, you know, they played great until they ran into the Penguins, but then they rebounded. I mean, that's one thing I think, you know, and you can chime in, Johnny. I think I give credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
Even when, I mean, a few Minnesota fans are upset at me, I don't exactly tackle them. Every time I try to watch their games, they lose and they're boring. But other than that, you know, I think I pretty much give credit to everyone that deserves credit. I guess, right? I mean,
no, you do. I only have hate for the Flyers when they're in my way. But yeah, like you're really fair. I don't think you get enough credit for being fair.
No, thank you. Look at that. Johnny wants a race. All right, everybody. Any more? It was a quick week because we're doing this really early.
Actually, some breaking news. We talked about it briefly, but I have a little bit more info on it. So a Blackhawks prospect is in a little bit of trouble for some revenge porn.
Oh, wow. Well, keep this clean. People listen with their kids, Johnny.
Will do. A guy named Garrett Ross, who's a prospect for the Blackhawks, he's in a lot of hot water. He's still technically affiliated on the AHL side of things, but apparently...
Well, the AHL is one banana peel away. It's one heartbeat away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's the AAA for hockey is AHL.
Oh, I know.
Oh, no, I'm just explaining to our...
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's still affiliated, but he's in a lot of trouble.
Well, what did he do in a clean way that everyone can hear? And
in a clean way, he was sharing naughty pictures of a woman he was involved with teammates.
Oh,
and that is highly illegal nowadays. And
oh wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Not even amongst the boys in the room.
Not yeah.
It's not 20. I guess they filming whatever Rockford 24/7. The Rockford.
She also wants to press charges against the boys in the locker room. Apparently,
what is she looking for? Hulk Hogan money?
Yeah.
Wow. I bet. Well, he better make the show then. Yeah. Well, look at break. It's not just the captain that breaks news here. Johnny Bench.
I certainly try
breaking news here on Puck Off. Two things, a little house cleaning from last week when it was Stump, Joe, and Frege. The guy that Johnny wanted us to find out about, or a Twitterer guy. What's it called? A tweeter, right?
Yeah, tweeter.
Not a tweaker. I've had my coffee. Nikita Trykman, the Vancouver people. I hope you're still listening. Nikita Trykman, 6'7", 230-pound D-man. Overall skill rating, according to all the scouts, like the big ratings in the sky, you know, your Rolling Stone record review, is a 6.5 out of 10. You might say, well, that doesn't sound too bad. An overall rating of D. But the good news is he'll probably be coming to America next year, and he's only getting better, his skill set of skating and maneuvering the puck and with a stick. And he's basically a big Zdeno Chara, you know, a big one, you know, a big guy like that. Not going to be Chara because he doesn't have the skills or the athleticism, but he does have like five times as many penalty minutes as games played. It's always a good sign when you're looking for someone to protect the Sedins.
Yeah.
So I can see why people in Vancouver are excited, because as we said at the beginning of the show, they basically gave up this year. So, but he has one more year left on his KHL contract. So hopefully all the planes land next year and he'll be in Canada the year after that with the Vancouver Canucks. So that's that. And just our juicy stat of the week, which we kind of always like to end with a juicy, fun stat. There's been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys that have had more than who lead the league in 2-goal games. Five guys lead the league in 2-goal games. I think it means they have 3 of them. I think so. I could be wrong if I look that up now. Anyway, they are Jamie Benn, our buddy in Dallas, Steven Stamkos, the soon not to be Tampa Bay Lightning, Johnny Hockey. These are all captains, guys. Johnny Hockey, my guy, Galchenyuk in the Canadiens, and the one and only, the captain, Sir Sidney Crosby. So that's that. I will be in Jersey in Wontog Friday night, in Pompton Plains on Saturday. Then I'm at the best club in New York City, The Stand, Sunday, Monday. Then next weekend and beginning of the next week, I'm in Canada with the great Bill Burr and our buddy Paul Verzi. So you can see me all up in Ottawa, in Canada, in Toronto, and in Windsor. All the Red Wings fans, come out. We thank you. Johnny Bench thanks you. All the vets out there, thanks for keeping us safe. This has been Puck Off. We're out.